other party's guilt doesn't absolve you of yours. If we would only get that. You know, you hear that with kids, don't you? Well, I only said it to her because she said it to me. Okay, good for you, honey. But remember, you're 18 now. You know, we really need, this happens all the time among so-called mature adults. But, you know, chronology is no indication of maturity. You know, they say, some people say, time heals all wounds. If that were the truth, wouldn't the eldest part of the population be the most relationally and psychologically healthy part of the population? Well, sure. We know that time doesn't heal anything. Folks, I hit an artery a few Christmases ago. I was opening a Christmas gift. One of my sons got a real sharp knife for Christmas. I asked to borrow it. Hit the artery. I'd never seen an artery cut open before. And it was going, woo, woo, woo. Blood was all over my nice, big, thick, flowing hair and over my face and my shirt. And my kids are going, oh, Dad, Dad. And my wife's going, oh, don't worry. We'll just pinch it together. She's an RN, you know, no big deal. Blood doesn't bother her at all. My kids are freaking out. Well, I want to tell you something. To say at that moment, well, we won't worry because time will heal all wounds. Time was my enemy, right? We need some serious attention. And there are things that time won't heal. When you're in a conflict and you're beginning to deal with your area of contribution, just know that the other party's guilt doesn't absolve you of yours. And you can say, well, I reacted this way because they were ticking me off, and they made some complaint about my spouse. Well, that's a reason, but it's not an excuse. Would you agree with that?